With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. Major political polls show Donald Trump with a growing lead over Joe Biden in a multi-candidate race.
Now, with 6 months until Election Day in November, the Real Clear Politics average of 10 national polls has Mr. Trump ahead of Mr. Biden by more than 3% in a race among three other candidates, including Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Rasmussen Reports shows the widest margin at 12%, with CNN showing Mr. Trump with a 9% lead, and the Harvard-Harris poll showing Mr. Trump with a 7% lead. Only the NBC poll has a lead for Mr. Biden at 2%. Separately, Real Clear Politics shows Mr. Biden's job approval at 40%, 4 points lower than Mr. Trump at a similar point in their first terms. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, since Florida enacted a six-week abortion ban, clinics in several other states nearby have sprung into action.
Those other states know that women impacted by the Florida change last week will look to them for services no longer available where they live. In North Carolina, healthcare clinics are rushing to expand abortion availability and decrease waiting times. The reaction is part of a growing trend nationwide. Since the High Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June 2022, more than 20 states have adopted laws banning or severely limiting abortions.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Commencement ceremonies being held at universities across the United States this week and at many schools. At some campuses hit hard by protests over the war, some school administrations taking steps to contain disruptions during the graduation activities. In Boston, Sunday morning, commencement ceremonies for Northeastern University got underway peacefully. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham remains busy. He'll be in the United Kingdom this summer.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to preach the gospel in Birmingham and Glasgow during the month of June. In addition to a series of annual gospel festivals in this country, Graham regularly makes international trips. He's already held festivals in Poland and Mexico this year and is slated to preach in Italy this fall. His son Will is going to be busy as well, traveling to Australia and Canada for gospel festivals this year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mississippi's GOP-led legislature killing two measures that would have curbed transgenderism. One bill would have barred males from using female restrooms and locker rooms in public buildings, including university dorms. The other would have specified that sex is determined when a baby is born, and there are only two sexes, male or female. This is SRN News. Fatal crash into a White House gate Saturday night. Here's Jackie Quinn.
Police in the nation's capital say a driver died after crashing a vehicle into an outer perimeter gate. Authorities say it's being treated as a traffic incident, and there was no threat to the White House. President Biden wasn't there, spending the weekend at his home in Delaware. Police were called to the intersection of Pennsylvania Avenue and 15th Street Saturday night, where they found the driver, a man, dead inside the vehicle, which had crashed into a security barrier. I'm Jackie Quinn.
From marches and art exhibitions to candlelight vigils, people are gathering across the U.S. to spotlight the high rate of disappearances and killings in Native American communities. Today marks Missing and Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day, with more events planned over the next 2 to 3 days. More details at SRNnews.com.